Choosing not to choose. Culture, history, and the Trainspotting soundtrack with Craig Shufton.
Trainspotting is a movie about heroin addicts, which tells, among others, the story of a nice kid called Tommy who was killed by an infected abscess in his brain contracted from cat shit.
It'd been dead for ages before the neighbours complained about the smell.
The story of a baby called Dawn who died in her cot because her parents were too busy shooting and scoring to notice she was alive in the first place.
Fucking say something!
And the story of a man called Mark Renton who was so desperate for a fix that he plunged headfirst into a toilet full of his own shit. Romantic is probably not the first word that comes into your mind when you think about all of that. And yet, Trainspotting was widely criticised in the media at the time of its release for romanticising heroin use. To find out what this means and whether or not it's true, we have to go back in time a bit and meet one of the early heroes of romanticism, Don Giovanni. When Mozart's opera was first performed in 1787, it came with a moral coda, where a bunch of people came out on stage and sang a song about how it's better to live a sensible life than to behave like Don Giovanni, and isn't it good for everybody that the bad guy got his just desserts? But by the early 19th century, this little moral had disappeared from the opera, and the story simply ended with the bad man being dragged down to hell. The rise of romanticism and the popularity of Lord Byron's swashbuckling anti-heroes had created a demand for a new kind of hero, and Don Giovanni became the story of a man who did whatever he felt like doing and died a martyr to freedom. This is a story we've never really got tired of hearing over the last two centuries, on the stage, in books, in songs, and at the movies. By the time rock and roll was invented in the 50s, romantic myths were so deeply embedded in our popular culture that we couldn't help but see its heroes in romantic terms. The classic rock and roll tale presents the story of a hero who lives life on the edge. The hero suffers and sometimes dies, but the message of this is never serves you right, it's fuck yeah, rock and roll.
Well, we want to be free.
This idea, and the rock heroes who exemplified it, haunts the lives of the characters in Trainspotting.
You can't stand here all day dreaming about heroin and Ziggy Pop.
It's Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop is worshipped for testing the limits of experience, both in music and in life.
Whatever. I mean, the guy's dead anyway.
Iggy Pop is not dead, he toured last year, Tommy went to see him.
And somehow surviving to tell the tale. Bowie is loved and hated in equal measure for creating the tragic rock ideal with Ziggy Stardust and then betraying it by pretending to be a nice normal guy for most of the 80s. And when Lou Reed's Perfect Day floats out of the speakers as Renton sinks into the carpet after overdosing, it's like he's been blessed by the Pope. But, you know, an evil Pope.
Do you want people to take drugs themselves? Is this perhaps why you sing about drugs?
Oh yeah, I want them to take drugs.
Bobby Gillespie of Primal Scream once described the character of rock and roll as sinless, which about sums it up, and would do pretty well as a description of Trainspotting too. The characters might reap what they sow, but we're not invited to see this as divine or even moral punishment. Director Danny Boyle has talked about how he didn't want to make a judgmental film.
You know, this is not a kind of learning experience, this is a visceral experience.
But by refusing to draw moral conclusions from the character's suffering, Trainspotting can't help but send a message that pain is just the price to be paid for a life lived authentically. As Renton descends into junkie hell, chased by a dead baby and haunted by the diseased face of his dying friend, we think, here is a man who has experienced highs and lows that we, with our houses and mortgages and TV game shows, will never ever know. And as he plunges headfirst into the worst toilet in Scotland, we feel we can say of Renton what Lord Byron wrote of Lara in 1814. So much he soared beyond or sunk beneath the men with whom he felt condemned to breathe, and longed by good or ill to separate himself from all who shared his mortal state.
Choosing not to choose.